This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast.
NAB, backing business in moments that matter.
Tom, a bit going on the trade table. You lose a senior assistant in Stuart Jew. There's a bit going on.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're obviously wrapped that Stewie got the job at the Gold Coast. We think he's a terrific fit. It's a loss for us. So, obviously, we're looking at what our coaching structure might look like, which hopefully evolve in the next week or so.
Tom, very much in the mix for Jack Watts.
Oh, look, it's probably, to be fair, read more about it than we've actually discussed internally, to be honest. Our priorities this year were Sam Reed as a free agent and Zach Jones as a good young player, and we're able to sign them. So, look, we're going with an open mind, to be honest, but nothing's really progressed in that space.
Kurt Tippett's name always comes up. Is he going to be on the trade table if a club was to come to you with an offer?
Oh, look, it hasn't been discussed. He's contracted at this stage. And as I say, we come in with a pretty open mind. All of our priority players are signed and contracted. So I think the point that we take is that you have to keep all options open, but certainly not preempting anything with Kurt.
And what about Jack Watts? We heard that he might be in Sydney today, actually having a look around.
Well, if he is, John, myself and Kinney are here, so he might be there by himself. But look, I don't know whether he's in Sydney today. I wouldn't have thought so.
And just on Kurt Tippett, he missed the finals to a couple of younger teammates. Has he expressed a desire to look for other options if that presented itself?
No, he hasn't. Look, he had a frustrating year, clearly, physically, with a hip and an ankle. So, look, he has to just recover over the off-season and throw himself into the new season, obviously, with us.